Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lent Daily. This is Ash Wednesday in our first meditation. We're so glad that you're here. So if you're tuning in, what can you expect from these meditations that we'll be offering throughout Lent? Janelle?
Well, we will be doing them Monday through Friday. So the weekends, there will be no YouTube videos or podcasts being released. And they will be based off of the writings from Divine Intimacy, written by Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene.
So in the past, we've done St. Alphonsus's meditations. This year, we're going to do something different. I'm excited to start. So we are sharing with you what stood out to us and why.
So right off the bat, there's a little prayer that he starts with, and there's just one little line that I thought was very compelling. It goes like this: "Awaken in my soul a sincere desire for conversion." And I feel like the word sincere, as Catholics, we're all striving for holiness, but I want a sincere desire of conversion where, you know, I cast away all the other things that don't really matter, and I really focus on the goal, which is holiness and being in union with Christ.
Mm-hmm. So. And Father Gabriel, the author of Divine Intimacy, draws our attention also in his writings today to the words that we hear when we go to Mass.
"Dust, the ashes which the priest puts on our foreheads today, has no substance. The lightest breath will disperse it. It is a good representation of man's nothingness. Our pride, our arrogance, needs to grasp this truth, to realize that everything in us is nothing."
A striking thought: everything within us is nothing without the grace of God. But with the grace of God, we get everything. But how we fool ourselves into thinking that our life is more than something without God's grace. And really, that's a prideful thought. I came across a story I'd like to share with you. It happened in 1986, where there was two ships off the coast of Russia in the Black Sea, and they collided. And when they collided, hundreds of passengers from one of the ships were killed. But the tragedy further darkened when it was revealed the cause of the two ships colliding. At first thought, people thought, well, maybe it was a malfunction in the technology. The radar didn't work, for example. Or maybe it was just foggy and they didn't see each other. Well, that wasn't the case. Upon examination of the cause of the accident, it came to be realized that it was pride. Both captains knew of the other ship. Neither of them wanted to give way to the other. And by the time when it was too late, they couldn't avert the disaster and the two ships collided. It was pride that sunk their ship. And it is pride that will sink ours as well. And a sincere desire of conversion tackles this pride in our life, where we acknowledge before God, "My life is nothing without you." It is literally nothing. For God has created us from nothing. And then by grace, he gives us everything, which means divine sonship. We become partakers of his divine nature. Yet we live our life blinded by pride, don't we? We interpret the world through our own point of view as though it's the only point of view. We go through life and we have these struggles and we reason that our reason and our solutions are the only right ones. But in the end, when we look at the world through our own point of view and we look at our problems in life and trying to come up with our own solutions, the only viewpoint that really matters is God. Because in the end, that is all that matters, what he thinks, being faithful to what he has revealed to be true.
Mm-hmm. "Jesus, who wanted to be like to us in all things, in submitting to death, has given all Christians the strength to accept it out of love. Nevertheless, death exists, and we should reflect on it, not in order to distress ourselves, but to arouse ourselves to do good." So as Ken and I are recording this, this past week there has been a death in kind of our Catholic community here in Saskatchewan, in Saskatoon area. A young boy, 15 years old, died unexpectedly, and we know their family. And actually tonight I'm going to be going to the prayer service. And it's just such a good reminder that, you know, none of us are owed tomorrow, that we need to live each day as though it were our last. And it just feels like so few and far between. Do I ever actually live a day like that? And yet, and why does it take the death of somebody to remind me of those truths when really this is a Christian life? We should be meditating upon death regularly. And I know you do. Mm-hmm. I know there's something Ken thinks about his death all the time. For me, I just never think about it. And I really feel like when we do have death in the forefront of our minds, then we do live differently.
Mm-hmm. On that point on death, I do have something to share.
No, sure. You know,
let's go for the quote.
The thought of death makes us understand that all is vanity, except to love God and serve Him alone. Remember that you have only one soul, that you have only one death to die. Then there will be many things about which you care nothing. That is, you will give up everything that has no eternal value. Only love and fidelity to God are of value for eternity. In the evening of life, you will be judged on love.
So here's a question for you to consider. If you think about what you have thought about in this last week, how much of it, of what happened up here, will matter if today was your last day? I think a lot of times we get sidetracked by trivial things that do not matter. And it doesn't mean that the small things in life don't matter. Actually, the small things in life matter a lot, but they need to be done out of love for Jesus. This is what needs to be occupying our mind. This is the end which we always have to have in mind. Are we pleasing Jesus in the daily duties of the day? And if we are, if that's our focus, then we can answer that question. Well, a lot of what I thought about this last week will actually matter in the last moment of life. But if we forget that each daily duty has eternal significance and we're doing it for selfish reasons, where we forget about Jesus, well, then we realize we got distracted. So Lent is a good time to refocus on what matters. So in the evening of life, all that matters is that we have loved God. Friends, share with us what stood out to you and why. We always love learning from you. I will read every comment. Janelle might not. And if this is your first time watching us and you'd like to get these meditations by email, there's also a link in the description. Click on it, join, and then that way you'll get these meditations 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm. And we also just encourage everyone to pray a daily rosary. Just so important.
Thanks for watching.
Thank you.